Here is Radio New York Folk Music Worldwide. A program devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, showcasing the top performers and authorities in the field. Now your host for Folk Music Worldwide, Alan Wasser.
Hello again, and welcome back to Folk Music Worldwide. We have another unusual show for you today. We're going to play some of the tapes we made recently at a folk music nightclub in New York's Greenwich Village. The nightclub, called Gertie's Folk City, runs a hootenanny every Monday night. This is a chance for young and upcoming folk singers to show New Yorkers how good they are. The first performer we're going to hear is a young comic folk singer named Dick Glass. Just before Dick went on, we asked him what kind of material he most likes to perform.
Material that for the most part will please the people that listen to me. I do everything from the sublime to the ridiculous. I'll do funny little nonsense songs, I do children's songs, I do funny adult songs, I do some risque things if the crowd tends to be that way, and I do some what you would call backgroundy or ethnic things.
Well, now, you're going on in a moment. Can you tell us something about which songs you'll be singing and something about the songs?
Well, I'm planning to sing a song called Green, Green, Rocky Road, in which I tell a fable that I was born in Washbucket Junction, Gulch, Kentucky. And, you know, many people, the owner of the Phase 2 called me on the phone to ask me if I'd like to work one day, and he said, you're the fellow that was born in Kentucky, aren't you? So I knew when he had heard me or where he had heard me. And it's not true. I wasn't born in Kentucky. I don't even know if there's a town by that name. But it's a children's song, of which the background is kind of vague. Some say it was written here in Greenwich Village. Some say it was actually based on a Kentucky children's song. First time I heard it was by a fellow named Dino Valente, who has gone on to bigger and better things. And then I did it, and now I hear a couple of other people doing it. Then the other song is the Kretschma, which is a dialect thing, a Russian dialect thing, kind of a funny song, and audiences usually go for it. What happens in this song is that it's a series of little things about a place called the Kretschma, which I believe was meant to be the Russian tea room up on 57th Street. It's quite possible. I first heard it sung by Theo Bickel on a record. I'm not ashamed. I take songs from records. And then I heard a fellow named Tex Koenig sing it and took it from him, a thing for which he has never forgiven me.
Well, I think it's time for Dick Glass to go on now, and we'll be listening now to hear Dick Glass singing Kretschma and Green, Green, Rocky Road.
None of these verses was written by anyone over the age of four. Or at least with anyone with the mentality of the age of four. But in all seriousness, these were all written by children, the way children write verses when they just sing nonsense. And keep this in mind as you hear the hippest verses in the world. It is my considered opinion that all children are born stoned. I know where everybody's at now. Well, green, green, rocky road, promenade in green, tell me who y'all love. Why don't you tell me who you love? This is my favorite verse. Hookie dookie soda cracker, does your mammy chew tobacco? If your mammy don't chew tobacco, hookie dookie on a soda cracker, singing green, green, rocky road. Promenade in green, come on and tell me, won't you tell me who y'all love? Tell me who y'all love. And this is a very hip verse. Circle, circle, circle dot, we're trapped in a polka dot. We're trapped in a polka dot. Don't wanna leave my polka dot. Singing green, green, rocky road. Promenade in green, tell me who y'all love. Why don't you tell me who you love? Just to show you how pretty children can be,
Here's some of the prettier verses of the song. See the birdie up in the sky. He don't worry and he don't cry. He don't worry and he don't cry. Just like me, he's learned to fly and singing. Green, green, rocky road. Promenade in green, come on and tell me. Won't you tell me who y'all love? Tell me who y'all love. Tell me who y'all love. When I get down to New Orleans, I'm gonna eat me a can of beans. I'm gonna eat me a can of beans. Then tell all about New Orleans, singing green, green, rocky road. Promenade in green, come on and tell me. Why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me who y'all? Now from the sublime to the ridiculous, friends. I have a very important question to ask you. When you hear Russian music, do you suffer? Does your heart start to pound in its chest? If it does, then come to the Kretschmar. It costs plenty, but it's from the best. And there is dancing, and there's singing, and the Russian waka is all right. In the Kretschmar, that's where you catch me drinking waka every night. Natasha, all the men, they're beginning to pant.
Oh boy.
For when she dances, her shoulders, they vibrate. But when she's singing, you hear that she can't. And there is dancing, and there's singing, and there Russian wife is all right. In the Gretschmar, that's where you catch me eating borscht every night. By the doorway there is standing a Cossack. Yeah, you met him. You can see him from way down the block. Got more money than God. Inside. Catch the change of mood? Inside. The candles. Shush, this is supposed to be romantic. The candles. They're gleaming. Kinky. La-di-da-di-da-di. But except for the candles, it's dark, cha-cha-cha. And there is, aside from all the trivia, what goes on in that little room with three little letters, dancing, they're singing, and the Russian what is all right. In the Gretschmar, that's where you catch me drinking wak every night. Like a Tchaikovsky symphony. Get a guitar, guitar, guitar. Get a guitar.
That was humorous folk singer Dick Glass, as we taped him down at Hootenanny at Gertie's Folk City in Greenwich Village, New York, for broadcast now on Radio New York Worldwide's Folk Music Worldwide. We'll be back with some more of the tapes we made down at Gertie's Folk City right after this message.
This is Alan Wasser again, back at Folk Music Worldwide. Before we go back to the tapes we made at Gertie's Folk City in Greenwich Village, New York's answer to the Left Bank of Paris, I want to put in a plug for more letters. They're the only way I have to tell whether anybody's out there listening. By the way, most of the letters we've had are from the British Isles. Is there anyone in Africa or South America listening? Send your letters either to me, Alan Wasser, or to the show, Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York Worldwide, New York 19, USA. Well, let's get back to Hootenanny Night at Gertie's Folk City. The next performer you'll hear is Phil Oakes, a young man who's making a career in topical music, a small but important area of folk music. Material is taken right out of the headlines in the daily newspapers. Well, without further introduction, here's Phil Oakes.
Well, topical music is an ever-changing thing because of the times. I'd like to do for you, if I could, two songs that I wrote last week about newer developments. The first one is The Thresher, a song about the Thresher submarine.
In Portsmouth town on the eastern shore, where many a fine ship was born, the Thresher was built and the Thresher was launched, and the crew of the Thresher was sworn. She was shaped like a tear, she was built like a shark, she was made to run fast and free. And the builders shook their hands and the builders shared their wine, they thought they had mastered the sea. Yes, she'll always run silent and she'll always run deep, though the ocean has no pity, though the waves will never weep, they'll never weep. And they marveled at her speed, and they marveled at her depth, and they marveled at her deadly design. And they sailed to every land, and they sailed to every port, just to see what faults they could find. Then they put her on the land for 9 months to stand, and they worked in her from stem to stern. But they could never see it was their coffin to be, for the sea was waiting for their return. Yes, she'll always run silent, and she'll always run deep, though the ocean has no pity, though the waves will never weep, they'll never weep. On a cold Wednesday morn, they put her out to sea, when the waves, they were 9 feet high. And they dove neath the waves, and they dove to their graves, and they never said a last goodbye. And it's deeper and deeper and deeper they dove, just to see what their ship could stand. But the hull gave a moan, and the hull gave a groan, and they plunged to the deepest, darkest sand. And it's 8,000 fathoms of the water above, and over 100 men below. And sealed in their tomb is the cause of their doom, that only the sea will ever know. And she'll never run silent, and she'll never run deep, for the ocean had no pity, and the waves, they never weep, they never weep.
And here's a song called The Ballad of William Moore. William Moore was the man who was carrying the protest letter down south through Alabama. People warned him about the South, but he said the South was not that way because he grew up there as a boy. He was walking through Alabama. He was shot in the back of the head, killed
walking down an Alabama road, remembering what the Bible told. Walking with a letter in his hand, dreaming of another southern land. Walking down an Alabama road. And he went by the name of William Moore. Now what are you doing, William Moore? Why, the letter in your hand, there's only one southern land. And he went by the name of William Moore. What price the glory of one man? What price the glory of one man? What price the hopes? What price the dreams? And what price the glory of one man? Remembering what his grandfather done, fought for the South in 61. 100 years have passed by since then. Now a Moore is fighting for the South again. Remembering what his grandfather done, remembering the time in World War II, and the South Pacific Island that he knew. Remembering the young men that he killed, and the praying that the guns of hate be still. Remembering the time in World War II. What price the glory of one man? What price the glory of one man? What price the hopes? What price the dreams? And what price the glory of one man? And they shot him on the Alabama road, forgot about what the Bible told. Shot him with that letter in his hand, as though he were a dog and not a man. And they shot him on the Alabama road. Did you say it was a shame when he died? Did you say it was a fool because he tried? Did you wonder who had fired the gun? Did you know that it was you that fired the gun? Did you say it was a shame when he died? What price the glory of one man? What price the glory of one man? And what price the hopes? What price the dreams? And what price the glory of one man? What price the glory of one man?
You've been listening to Phil Oakes, a young folk singer who says he's from Ohio and New York.
New York, yeah.
I notice you seem to write all your own material.
Yes, I do.
How'd you get into that?
Well, that's the idea I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make a career in folk music as a writer, singer of topical songs, or songs about the times, protest songs, whatever you want to call them. And I'm building a whole act around this. So right now I don't have quite enough material on my own song, so I do other writers too, like Bob Dylan or Ewan McCall, some Pete Seeger. But this is the eventual idea I have in mind to become a writer, singer, presenting eventually, I hope, concerts of these songs about the times.
Well, now we just heard a song about William Moore and a song about the Thresher. Now, were these written by you?
Yes, they were, last week.
Just last week?
Uh-huh, both of them.
How do you decide when to start writing a song?
Well, it depends. Usually it comes out of some periodical, newspaper. I get a lot of songs out of Newsweek, like the Thresher. You hear about it, and then I waited for a couple of weeks to get some sort of idea as far as the structure of the song. Because this is the whole secret of writing it, is to picture a structure, to picture some sort of format for it before you start. And when you have that, then everything else is really fill-in. So you get the idea of, you know, the waves weeping, etc., as the chorus, as the theme you keep repeating. And then through the verses, you tell the story of what happened. And the same with William Moore, that the idea... See, that was a real experiment for me, because you notice it's octaves. The verses are low, and the chorus comes high. And the purpose of that, you tell the story very low. He was walking down the road. And then after that, you'll suddenly break in, "What price the glory of one man?" very loud, as almost a reminder, as a conscience, almost yelling it out. What price the glory? How much is a man's life worth that he can be shot? And that's it. And then all of a sudden, he's forgotten.
Have you had much success with this kind of music?
I've had excellent success with audiences as far as response goes. Of course, when you go into topical material, if you're honest with yourself, you're going to get into trouble with controversy with a lot of the songs I do. And this is why I'm having an awful lot of trouble getting a record out. And but as far as acceptance of the material, I've had people in the business love it. The audiences almost always like it. It's very rarely I'll get an audience that just will not like this type of music, because it's new and fresh, and it's what's needed, because folk music is at a point now, at a saturation point, where there's so many commercial groups out, so many people trying to get into the business, recording and re-recording Little Maggie and Follow the Drinking Gourd with 20 different arrangements of the same song. And there has to be a time. Folk music has to be a living, growing thing. And the whole history of music has been basically some sort of protest. Most of the songs in folk music come out of the Negro struggle of the past, out of revolutions, the American Revolution, out of events. Something happens, and people want to comment about it through a song. This is where the major thing of folk music lies, and this is what's been avoided by to a large degree by most of the groups, largely because topical music in the past has been bad music. It's been written by complete amateurs, and has been too negative, too harsh, and so people just sort of turned away from it. But I think now, for the first time in the country, there's been a real attempt to do something with topical music.
That was Phil Oakes. We've been playing some tapes we made at a Hootenanny in a Greenwich Village nightclub called Gertie's Folk City. We taped several more good folk singers that night. If you'd like to hear them, drop me a note and let me know. Mel will give you the address in a moment. Or if you're going to write to any other show, especially Postmark New York, just include a little note in the bottom for Folk Music Worldwide. If we hear from enough of you, we'll play those other tapes soon. This is Alan Wasser saying so long for now.
This has been Folk Music Worldwide. To the best in folk music throughout the world, spotlighting top performers and authorities in the field. If you have any suggestions, requests, or comments, why not write in to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York, WRUL, New York City, 19 USA. This has been a Music Worldwide presentation of Radio New York Worldwide.
I got a gal about half grown.
Hey, lie.